Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Taboka Ncube. Today we are discussing the revival of Zimbabwe's National Youth Service. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. As Russia pushed into northern Ukraine this week, the U.S. presidential race between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump remained focused on another foreign policy crisis, the war in Gaza. As VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson reports, keeping American attention on Ukraine could be difficult.
The northern Ukrainian border town of Volchansk, evacuating just hours ahead of when Russia claimed it captured the town. Ukraine fighting back with the more than $50 billion assistance from the United States approved last month by President Joe Biden. He argued for months that aid to Ukraine is a centerpiece of U.S. national security policy.
If the United States walks away, it will put Ukraine at risk. Europe is at risk. The free world will be at risk, emboldening others to do what they wish to do us harm. My message to President Putin, who I've known for a long time, is simple. We will not walk away.
But analysts say presidential elections rarely turn on foreign policy issues.
The issue of Ukraine barely registers in the polls, and the issue of foreign policy, less than 5% of the people think that's an important issue, foreign policy generally, meaning the relationship that we have with China, Communist Party of China, but also pushing back on Putin and what's happening in Gaza.
Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has argued the U.S. already sends too much aid. Earlier this year, the former president suggested he would not adhere to the Mutual Self-Defense Pact if Russia invaded a NATO country.
I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want.
That message resonates with voters concerned about American involvement overseas.
The 20 years of the war on terror and the so-called endless wars probably converted more Americans to isolationism and America first, and that's why Donald Trump was successful in 2016 and why he is successful at having garnered all but officially the nomination of the Republican Party for 2024.
The push against funding Ukraine's defense against Russia put some Republicans in a difficult position this election year. But after months of delay, House Speaker Mike Johnson, a Trump supporter, brought the aid up for a successful vote.
I would rather send bullets to Ukraine than American boys.
With protests against the war in Gaza taking place on college campuses across the U.S., analysts say there is a bigger election season discussion about how U.S. aid is spent abroad.
I do know a number of young voters in this country who think carefully about their student loan debts, as an example. You know, why are we spending these billions and billions of dollars sending armaments abroad to Ukraine and sending armaments to Israel? Why aren't we using those monies domestically for other issues that need caring for in this country?
The aid to Ukraine approved by Congress in April is likely to be the last disbursement this year before the November presidential election. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
And now back to Zimbabwe. Post-harvest losses affect the economic well-being of small-scale farmers across Africa. The continent produces about 25% of the world's second largest sought-after fruit, banana. In Zimbabwe, a young entrepreneur is making waves by not only finding ways to solve the post-harvest losses, but also by equipping his community with tools to maximize profits while introducing creative ways to fight food shortages. Keith Baptist reports from Wonder Valley in Zimbabwe.
I ventured into agriculture at a young age. That was early 2007 when I finished my O-level education. Then I went into farming. From that time, I went into producing bananas from 2009 up until now. We walked the whole journey of production and we could notice many challenges we were having. The key issue was on high post-harvest losses. So we wanted to mitigate how best we can mitigate those high post-harvest losses we were incurring. So that's where we initiated Nezox Plants, a company which has to do with all the high post-harvest losses which the farmers were being incurring in the area of Wonder Valley. At the end of the day, the farmer is being paid for A grade, B grade, and even the leftovers on the farm, the farmers are still going to be paid for that.
A-grade bananas are the ones that have no spots and are ready for the market. B-grade bananas are the ones that have not grown properly and are usually hard to sell in the markets. Determined to produce a product that serves his community, Bright Nezomba has found a way to make a special flour baked entirely from bananas. He starts by collecting bananas from local farms regardless of their grade. He cleans and slices them, including the banana peels, and dries them in a solar-powered dehydrator that he built by himself. Once completely dry, the bananas are milled into a fine flour that is now ready for the market. This eco-friendly invention has caught the attention of civic organizations who see its potential.
First of all, I have to commend him for coming up with such an innovative and inspiring way to make sure that nothing goes to waste. So this is a very good initiative because it contributes towards the circular economy.
It has benefited the community. We have went to an extent where we are working with them under the CIDIS program. We have partnered MESCOP when we are engaging almost about 40 farmers, which we are training to be smallholder agro-processors, and they can offload their produce to Nezox brands. These farmers, they are not having any leftovers on their farm, which means they are marketing all their bananas, regardless of size, regardless of quality, regardless of, what can I say, immaturity, those bananas which are not fit for market, they are all sellable to Nezox brands.
MESCOP's CIDIS program supports development of entrepreneurs in the informal sector through financial support. Over 1,000 women in Wonder Valley are reaping the benefits of Bright's innovation as processors and suppliers of bananas.
Nezox Brands. Yakauya nechirongwa chekuomesa mabanana merane mabanana ayo akaisarudzirwa nevaitenga vachisiya mabanana vachiti havaiti haiti saka isusu
Mexico decided to fund Nezox Brands because as you all know is into value addition of green bananas into flour. We saw opportunity for growth for this project. Nezox is already engaging with more than 1,000 women as processors of bananas. Banana flour has become a very functional ingredient that has become very popular with manufacturers of different food products and also skin products. Banana flour is organically produced, so that makes it gluten-free. A popular product that brings a healthy benefits to the population that consume it, and also women, they'll be earning money through that value chain.
While most parts of Southern Africa are having to look for alternatives to fight the prevailing food crisis caused by the El Nino drought, Bright Nezomba hopes that his product, with a significant production increase of more than 5 tons of banana flour monthly, will make a substantial impact and prove to be an effective weapon in this fight. Bright is not alone in his efforts. Farmers and entrepreneurs across the region are also innovating and seeking solutions to address the food crisis, ensuring that all resources, even imperfect ones like bananas, are utilized effectively. Keith Baptist for Voice of America in Wonder Valley, Mutare, Zimbabwe.
Please stay tuned as we take a short break.
In In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today we are discussing the revival of Zimbabwe's National Youth Service, which was initially introduced by the then Youth Minister Abodakezi in 2001. It was later scrapped by the late former President Robert Mugabe's government due to funding problems. Announcing a cabinet decision to reintroduce the National Youth Service, rebranded as the Youth Service in Zimbabwe, Information Minister Jennifer Musweri said training will commence in June with the aim of instilling national identity and patriotism. Those who go through the training will be prioritized in employment in the public sector and enrollment at state universities. Critics say ZANU-PF will take advantage of this training to advance its political ideology, engage in violence, and violate people's rights. Youths who were trained by the Mugabe government were allegedly used as a political tool of the ruling party to silence the opposition. But the government dismissed the allegations as wishful thinking. For their forceful ways, the trained youth became known as green bombers. Zimbabwe is not the only country to have a national youth service, as countries like South Africa, Namibia, and Kenya have the same training. To discuss this issue, we are joined on the phone by independent political analyst Professor Riki Mukonza, ZANU-PF Youth Snowball Tongogara, and Citizens Coalition for Change Youth and Chair and Councillor for Obulawayo Ward 22, Meli Bruce Moyo. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Good evening and good evening.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll begin with you, Prof. Mukonza. Looking at Zimbabwe's situation, is it unique as we see other countries in Africa also have such a service?
Zimbabwe is not unique at all, looking at history and how the National Youth Service has been utilized, as you have rightfully pointed out, for partisan, ends, I think the ordinary citizens would be very suspicious of this new move by the cabinet, because we know for a fact that ZANU-PF is losing ground among the youth, and ZANU-PF would certainly be tempted to utilize this program, which, if it had been implemented in a neutral environment, would have been a good good program for the country. But given the situation that we have, I think anyone will be forgiven to suspect that ZANU-PF wants to use this program for its own political ends, as it were.
Thank you, Prof. Baba Moyo, Lina, likubona njani lokho? Yeah, Baba Moyo, ungangena laphana, ukubona njani?
Yes, sir.
ngiyabonga ithuba olinyelwa-ke my brother, ngiyabonga ithuba oqala-ke ngifuna ukuthi ngichazise ngicindele ngalokho okhulunyeke yi-previous speaker. One of the very important things that you are witnessing as young people in Zimbabwe, it's actually a motive and an initiative meant to advance the cause of the political agenda. I mean, every policy which is supposed to be implemented by cabinet right now in Zimbabwe, it must be a policy to promote the livelihoods of young people. It must be a policy to promote employment for young people. It must be a policy to promote opportunities for young people. I feel like this thing that is being introduced right now, it's the highest level of misappropriation in terms of what the government deem necessary, what the government fit or important at this particular time. How can you prepare young people to engage in a violent manner, whereas the country is looking forward for economic development and economic freedom? How can you specialize and focus on yourself in terms of arming young people? Because we know that those avenues that they are trying to initiate are those avenues that will then mentor and make young people to engage in a protest, especially when it comes to the times of elections. It's because of the bad culture that is in our country, whereby things that are supposed to be done in a proper manner are always attacked by political parties to advance their political agenda. So to us, as young people in Zimbabwe, we are saying this is a wrong initiative at the wrong time, at the wrong place. The government has focused on making sure that they eradicate young people from drug abuse. They make sure that they provide affordable education for young people to go to school. They make sure that the credit improvement for young people are not yet in a mood of there's no that is coming in until the students. There's no need for young people to be trained in those lines of course your high zone pathways in the you know that they are being prepared to go to the fringes of violence. And to us, it's an initiative which is reflecting the culture and the nature of the government again, and which is
thank
which
you
what proper and good for the United. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Moyo. We'll come back to you. You raised a point there on that is not the right time, and we will look at Uguti. When is the right time nxa sikhangela lolu daba phambili laphana kodwa kwakhathesi siye kubaba uTongogara. VaTongogara, muri kuiona sei nyaya iyi? Muri kugamuchirawo sei kuunzwa zvekare kwe-National Youth Service?
Thank you very much. I think this is a very welcome development. We have been waiting along for this program to come back, and I urge Zimbabweans to buy in this initiative because it aims to cultivate patriotism and sense of identity among our youth. Zimbabwe is not only the first country to have this program. Even if you look at developed countries like Germany, like the United States of America, Britain, even if you look at some African countries, they have got similar programs that aims to cultivate patriotism and sense of identity among young people. So we are very happy that this program is coming at the right time when we are talking about Vision 2030. So this is a time to position our young people to participate in the economic development in line with the President Nangagwa's vision. And we hope that even our private sector will come in and support this initiative. Thank you.
Thank you, VaTongogara. Tichi, dzoka kwamuri vaMukonza. Mataura nyaya yekuti zvinouya nemachallenges ekuti kana ZANU-PF ikada kushandisa vechidiki ava sezvayakamboita. Imimi nemaonero enyu, what's the ideal situation and time ingada kuti pange pachiintroducewa something like that muZimbabwe?
Hongu ichokwadi nekuti nhoroondo yenyaya iyi haina kumira zvakanaka. Vana vadiki ivava vaitorwa vachiendeswa ku maboda gezi training center takaona kuti vainoitwa pfungwa dzekurwisa
vamwe vavo vanikati vagari vemunyika ma fellow citizens saka norokeyo inoita kuti vanhu vagare mundangariro mavo vachingofunga kuti kana nyaya iyi ikadzoswa zvinoreva kuti tinogona kushandisirwa vana vedu vatakazvara kuti vatikanganise ugaro uye vatishungurudze kunyanyanya kana paitika nyaya dzezvemasimba panyaya dzemaelection nguva yandingati ingange iri nguva inganzi yakanaka nguva yakanaka kuita zvinhu izvi inguva yekuti nyika yezimbabwe yaane hurumende yainovimba yaane hurumende yainoti ikati tikuita chakati hapana kufungirana kufungirana kunoitwa saka izvozvi kuitika kwatiri pano dambudziko riritoripo nderekuti pakaitwa maelections hapana kugutsikana kwekuti zvakabuda musarudzo ndizvo zvakavhoterwa nevanhu vese saka hurumende iripo haisi hurumende inovimbika ihurumende yekuti ikaita tombosiya nyaya yevechidiki toenda kunyaya yemari chiri kunetsa panyaya yemari haisi nyaya yekutomboti hurumende yoda kuisa mari inyaya yekuti vanhu havavimbi hurumende yavo saka ini ndiri kuti nguva yakanaka yekuisa maprograms akaita seprogram iyi inguva yekunge kana hurumende yezimbabwe yava hurumende inovimbwa nevanhu vese ndonguva yekuti vangaite maprograms otherwise vakaenderera mberi nekuita zvavari kuita vachaitavo asi vanhu vanenge vachingotya kuti vedu vana vatakazvara vanogona kuuya votipandukira uya vozotirova zvakare ese zvakaitika panguva iya yaborder gaze
tinotenda Prof Mkonza Councillor Moyo uke wakhuluma laphana udaba lokuthi ayisiso isikhathi esilungele ukuthi kube kusenziwa lokhu wena isikhathi obona sengathi yiso okufanele kulandelwe imizekeliso ephiweyo eyamanye amazwe ukwenza lolu hlelo ngendlela elungileyo yisiphi njalo kuyabe kufanele kwenziwe njani
yabona ngaphambi emfowethu ngiyabona ngethoni onikelwa nafuna sinanzelele isikhathi esiyiso njengelizwe sivela kuma-elections ke lapho kade kukhethwa khona abakhokheli kwelizwe the-purpose and the reason for an election is to allow the voices of the masses to then confidently choose umkhokheli abale-confidence layo abale-trust layo abalothando layo ukuthi ekhokhele elizwe but where we are as a country we are at a state whereby the collective grievance both in the opposition and in the ruling party about the current government that is there in terms of its question to legitimate. So kachenchi ke, kude chenchi in elizweni, kulunga zona, because the majority of the people who went to cast votes on the 23rd of August 2023 was experiencing into abangazange bezi experience before njengoba ukwazi ukuthi kwezindawo kuvotwanga ngesikhathi efaneleyo kwezindawo kwavalisa ama-rules nje seze sada likhuluma so kuthi ukuthi ke ilizwe lethu liku-estage whereby it is considered to be a country with illegitimate government. So what happens nxa kunjalo xa kule collective grievance so abantu collectively they react in everything that is being done by the government ngoba akuna confidence akuna trust there's no a social contract between the government and those who are governing so nxa kungela social contract kule gap in between everything that is being done by the government is for the government, it's not for the people. So the matter is like a police as the citizens of his and the lady with Klamataka, I turn up and the same youth abasukuluza ke omama labokhulu lapho emakhayini ko abasebenzisa ukuthi yenza nesikali kuphusha ke
siyabonga baba Moyo
sikhangelela ukuthi ke ilizwe alilungise ku-answer i-question of legitimacy kube le hulumende ekuthenzwa ngabantu ekukhethwe ngabantu eseva abantu nxa sokunjalo sokule social contract yesiqebhu it is when then the government is able to implement i-policy because it is the informed by the desires and the will of the people okwamanje akula policy
Yes, siyabonga moyo siyakuzwa laphana isikhathi yiso esingani siyagijima kodwa yes uzwile umqondo wakho laphana kulomunye ongenileyo kucingo allo allo ungani yebo ye lingenile kuhlelo allo ye lingenile kuhlelo lingasipha umbono wenu baba Ndlovu.
Okay, so
ye uhlelo lwe National Youth Service oseliqala njalo eZimbabwe. Hayi siyabonga baba Ndlovu ngombono wenu kanye lokungena kuhlelo nguba ndo dzati manyei vathongogara ne muno kuna kupinda wapo tiri kunzwa vamwewo vachitaura nyaya yekuti kana pasina kuvimba nehurumende haisi nguva yakanaka yekuti pange pachiunzwa chirongwa chakadai sezvo vanhu vakamboshungurudzika nevechidiki vakaenda through National Youth Service. Imi munozvionawo sei?
Anga munhu wese aifanirwa kunge achifara kuti chirongwa chadzoka paiti yedu yakunotrenwa kunge vane maskills akanaka vaone mabasa vakwanise kuzviitira zvokuti hurumende iripo haisi kufadzwa nevanhu. Azvireva kuti 2% yepopulation out of 28 isi kutara nehurumende
Tinotenda vatongogara nepfungwa dzenyu nguva ndo dzamhanya rekaiti tore mukana uno kuti tikutendei nekupinda muchirongwa ndiruzvisa kuti vamukonza runhare rwavo runenge rwadambukawo tinoda kukumbirawo zvekare rurekerero sezvo panga pachiita noise nenhare dzedu hameno tichii chaachitika nhasi okwanamhlanje sesichaye kwazwela. Siyabonga kakhulu kuti lingene kuhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Siyakubonga kakhulu Councillor Moyolawe ukungena kuhlelo lwanamhlanje lapha ade sikhangela khona udaba lwabatsha olwe-National Youth Service olukhayelelwe ukuthi ngenyanga ezayo abatsha abaningi bazaqala ke ukufundiswa kukhayelelwe ukuthi abantu sebeqalise ukuthi babhalise ukuze bangene kuhlelo lolu. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Jabo Kancube.